from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Solar panels are a hot commodity these days, and not just for residents and businesses that want to go green. It turns out thieves are also embracing clean technology. Solar panel thefts are on the rise, and among the most popular targets are California wineries. Michael Honig of Honig Vineyard and Winery in the town of Rutherford has been the victim of solar theft not once, not twice, but three times. The first time was a year ago when someone made off with 39 of Honig's panels. He noticed something was missing one morning as he rode his bike past the winery's ground-mounted array, tucked in between rows of Cabernet vines.
First of all, he was like, what's wrong with this picture? It's kind of like the Where's Waldo. It's like, something doesn't seem right. And I got off my bike and I stopped and I said, oh, my God, someone stole our panels.
It had only been about a year since Honig installed the $1.2 million array. A low chain-link fence with a small padlock and two dogs was his only security for 819 solar panels that sit about a foot off the ground. Honig thought he was doing something good for the community. It never occurred to him that he would be a victim of solar theft.
We've done so many things that we really think are important to be a sustainable property and a sustainable business. But it's like we do all these great things, and then some people that probably are selling these for cents on the dollar decide that they need another fix, so they'll steal some panels.
Metal theft in agricultural areas has been a problem for years. But now that prices for scrap metal have fallen and tougher laws have been passed to prosecute, criminals have turned their focus to something else that is popping up in rural areas. In the past year, over 400 solar panels, worth $1,000 each, have been stolen from vineyards throughout Napa County. A local community college and water supply system have also been hit.
Nobody saw this coming, and nobody alarmed their panels.
Napa Valley Sheriff Deputy John Thompson says ground-based solar arrays hidden in the valley's endless vineyards have been an easy target.
Nobody had the forethought to think that, hey, these panels are going to be an item to be stolen.
Under the cover of darkness, thieves have been crashing through gates and backing their trucks up to solar arrays, taking 20, 30, 70 panels at a time. One panel measuring 2 by 3 feet weighs over 30 pounds. Deputy Thompson speculates the thieves may be finding the arrays by using online tools, such as Google Earth. After being hit twice, Michael Honig got wise and bought an alarm system. When thieves returned to the Honig Winery for a third time, they got caught in the act.
The new system that Honig installed basically had picked up that it's an alarm system, that the panels were in jeopardy. The sheriff's department was contacted. At that point in time, the deputy who responded spotted suspects fleeing the area.
In this area right here?
In this area, through the vineyards.
Three suspects were apprehended. Two pled guilty and are serving 16 months in prison. A third is still going through the courts. So far, authorities have not recovered any stolen panels. Deepening the mystery, the panels are not likely valuable for their component parts, raising the possibility of a black market for solar panels. There is a lot of speculation where they are going. Some say pot growers in Mendocino County are stealing panels to hide their electricity use. Others believe the panels are going offshore. In the meantime, the crime wave has spawned a boom in solar security systems.
It's very busy. There's people calling me nonstop.
Tyson Berg is with Gridlock Solar Security, a Sonoma County startup that manufactures security devices for solar arrays.
This is where the Gridlock device is manufactured.
He shows me Gridlock's basic device, which looks like the outside of a fuse box with two lights on the top.
So that if anyone were to come in and try to cut our wire that we loop through every panel is protected. It'll make 8 phone calls up to 8 different people within about 10 seconds.
It has a 120 decibel alarm system, so in addition to the calls and the lights, a siren goes off.
If you're standing right here, you'd pretty much go deaf.
Gridlock started up a little over a year ago in response to the photovoltaic crime wave sweeping through the Napa Valley. The company is now getting about 36 orders a month from a national distributor and also working directly with clients, including school districts and wineries. Their security device goes for just under $1,000, a small price to pay, Berg says, compared to expensive insurance deductibles to replace panels, not to mention the inconvenience of having the lights go out.
If you take one panel, the whole array shuts down, so you're losing all the power that you could have been selling back to PG&E.
In addition to security, Napa's solar-powered wineries may be getting some help from federal legislation. Congressman Mike Thompson, who represents the Napa Valley, has included a provision against solar thefts in the Solar Technology Roadmap Act. The legislation will create a serial number national registry to try to short-circuit the solar crooks. I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED Public Radio.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and Ann S. Bowers, the Robert Noyce Trust.